It's easy, it can be so easy. Help me with my funds, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she would know. She gon' show you things and tell you things you never seen before. She gon' teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell me Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna.
Hey guys, welcome back. And if you're new here, welcome, welcome. We are back with another episode on EBJB, the podcast with your girl, Just Brianna. Well, hey y'all, I hope you're enjoying the 7 days to Christmas series here on Easy by Just Brianna, the podcast. Today is day 4, episode 4 of the series, and we'll be chatting about the different type of financial experts and how they can assist you. The reason I felt like this was an episode-worthy topic is because I know a lot of my listeners are here to gain financial freedom. I also know that a lot of you are small business owners, independent contractors, freelancers, and so on. So the importance of knowing who to inquire with in certain areas of your finances and in certain places in your financial journey helps you not only eliminate inquiring to the wrong experts on the wrong topics, but it's going to help you save money because some of these people will take your money and do what they're not supposed to, or advise outside their scope and things of that nature. And I just don't want that to happen to you guys. So let's talk about the different type of experts. We're going to start with your accountant, your CPA. And we support corporations, organizations, individuals with taxes and financial statement planning, okay? So tasks performed by your CPA include studying financial records and preparing tax forms and overseeing tax audits and things of that nature. So what we do and what we specialize in is taxes. A common misunderstanding is assuming that your accountant knows it all, like crypto or NFTs, or it's within our scope to advise specific investments in law and so on. And I'm so sorry to tell y'all this because usually we do know it all. But honestly, you can expect your accountant to be experts in preparing, filing, and guiding you through your taxes. If you look at my services, I do not provide this at the moment. And even though this is where my credential in education lays, as most of you guys know, I'm a CPA in the state of Pennsylvania and I moved to Texas, so I'm transferring them credentials over. Until then, I do not practice it for legal reasons, okay? Your girl don't need to be in no trouble. We don't do trouble, all right? So let's talk about another financial expert. That's going to be your certified financial planner. Now, these people, they help your client, their client, invest in like decisions, taxes, and they're also going to help you select insurance policies and retirement plans. These experts are going to analyze your financial information and find you new opportunities, you guys. So where are you going to find your CFPs? You're going to find them in like banks, brokerage firms, and insurance companies, and investment firms, and to name a few places. That's where you'll find those professionals. And they are experts in educating and advising their clients on specific financial areas, and that is insurance and taxes, okay? So they are going to research investments for you, and they're going to find you new financial opportunities. With your CFP, you're going to want to get to them when you're a little bit more seasoned in your journey, after you learn how to manage your money, after you got your budget put together, after your income flows are coming in. If you're in your beginner stages of finding a financial advisor and getting your finances together, you're going to find a financial coach, you guys. Now, they focus on the basics of financial literacy, and that's like reducing your spending and saving money. A financial coach can help their client build wealth that is investment advice, but it's very limited. They're very beginner friendly. They're like the coach that helps you get your money together as far as like how you manage it. And if you have spending problems, find ways to analyze your finances and reduce it. They're going to help you find ways to save money. That's your financial coach. That kind of sounds like me, right? I do fall under that scope as far as financial coach and advisor. But as I told you guys before, I'm switching my credentials over and I'm keeping my options open. So financial coach is another thing that I'm keeping in mind as well, as I'm here in Dallas, Texas. So let's talk about another financial expert. It's going to be the last one, and that's going to be your investment managers. We're going to touch on them briefly. These experts do exactly what it sounds like. They manage their clients' investment, you guys. This is not to be confused with investment advisors, okay? One gives investment advice, which is your advisors, and one manages the investment portfolio, and that is your investment managers, okay? So, all right, guys, I gave you different type of professionals that I wanted to introduce to you. These people are going to be different types of experts in your financial journey, okay? Different levels, different strokes for different folks, right? So when you're starting off, you're going to look into your financial coach. As you get a little bit more seasoned, you're going to look into your financial planners, your CPA, your investment managers, your investment advisors, and so on. As always, thank you guys for listening. God bless. JV, join me tomorrow, because I did that intro, outro too early. I was supposed to tell you guys to join me tomorrow. Please do that, because we're going to be talking about the freelance budget. I'm literally laughing at myself, but I'm not going to cut this out because I want you guys to know it's really hard to do all this in one take, and I'm not doing that again. And I also want you guys to get the authenticity of me. So I'm not cutting this out. This is what it is. I forgot to do the outro and let you guys know to join me tomorrow for the freelancer's budget. So please join me tomorrow. As always, you guys, thank you guys for listening. God bless. JV. 'Cause that's all right, guys, so if you're here, that means you listened to my episode in its full entirety through the advertisements and everything. And I just want to take the time again to thank y'all so much for rocking with me and being a part of the EBJB family. Even if you're new here, you just stopped past just to hear this quick episode, or somebody referred it to you, whatever the case may be. Thank you so much for sitting here and listening to my full podcast in its entirety. When you listen to those ads, that's how I get paid. You know what I'm saying? So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for supporting me. As always, God bless. JB. It can be